Good morning and welcome to Lowell Connector and Beyond, a program that looks at issues facing the city of Lowell and the people working on those issues. We have a wide variety of guests today. First, a conversation with the Provost of UL, Julie Chen, and Professor Craig Armiento, Director of the Printed Electronics Research Collaborative, or PERC, at UMass Lowell. It's about an emerging field of science and a collaboration with help make UMass Lowell a leader in that field. Later, we'll talk with Sherry Danks, Special Program Coordinator for the Center for Leadership and Engagement at Middlesex Community College, talking about Lowell Women's Week up in March. Another participant in Lowell Women's Week is Krista Brown, the Outreach Coordinator of Girls, Inc., a group trying to empower girls from as young as five. And finally, Dr. Adam Weston joins an infectious diseases specialist with Lowell General Hospital, and we're going to talk about the measles outbreak across the country right now and the growing debate about having children vaccinated or not. But first, to an collaboration between UMass Lowell and Raytheon. Well, good morning, and thank you for being with us again.
Morning.
We have very exciting news about a new multi-million-dollar funding for UMass Printed Electronics Research Collaborative, or PERC for short. And, of course, $4 million is a figure big enough to perk up anybody's ears, if you will. But why don't you explain to us what PERC really means for the layman?
Sure. The Printed Electronics Research Collaborative is a group that is established to basically build up the industry cluster in related to printed electronics. So the idea of basically being able to put down functional materials onto different substrates in order to create electronics is the current way of doing it, and which is to basically build it up and remove material from in building up semiconductor structures.
Well, that sounds like it's a more energy efficient, more materials efficient way to do things.
It is. It gives a lot more flexibility because you don't have to think about essentially making one mold and then figuring out you have in order to make the cost work out. It gives you a lot more flexibility in terms of materials and in terms of changing designs.
Hmm. Does this have anything to do with what we've been hearing? You know, again, this is for the anything to do with the 3D world?
Very much so. So you hear a lot about additive manufacturing and printers, the concept of using an inkjet printer to make things versus just printing out documents is very much sort of the direction and the vision that you could go from a design on a computer, a drawing essentially in 3D, printing out what that structure is and making a real part or product out of it.
You know, it sounds like magic, actually, because we didn't hear about this, or at least on the street level, didn't 5 years ago, and now it's everywhere you turn. There's a press release or a news story talking about 3D and this printed electronics research.
Yes, it has really. You know, like anything, it's the science behind it has been being developed for many, many years. But a lot of times what happens is everything sort of comes together with the ability to have the right material, right equipment to build things, and people really sort of visualizing what kind of end products you can get out of this. So I think we're seeing for the 3D additive manufacturing world a shift from just making making geometric images, essentially, to really thinking, can we actually make the final product the same way?
So you're really at the very beginning of a new technology here. And how does that position Lowell in this field?
Well, for UMass Lowell, it's a great way to build on foundations that we have in expertise. So we have very, very strong folks in very, very strong folks in electromagnetics. We have folks that understand sort of the full range from the raw material to controlling the equipment to what the product at the end needs to have as a And so for us, this Printed Electronics Research Collaborative builds on the strengths of faculty like Professor Craig Armiento and Alka Mekiotlaru and our materials folks to the next level.
Now, I would like to ask Professor Armiento the next question.
Good morning. This is Craig Armiento.
Good morning, Professor. Thank you for being with us this morning. So building on what Dr. telling us, this is not just a UMass project. There is a connection with Raytheon, and I was wondering if you could, first of all, lay the groundwork for our listeners what that connection is.
Sure. Well, we've got a long-standing relationship over the years with Raytheon, which we've taken to another level during the last year. We actually have established a working partnership with Raytheon, which includes co-location on our campus Technologies and Innovation Center, called the SOB Center, which is our brand new building. What we're doing is working on collaborative research as it relates to printed electronics, and the Raytheon UMass Lowell Research Institute, or RURI as we call it, is to actually have Raytheon engineers and scientists come to the university, badge in, and work side with faculty and students. So it's a new model for collaborative research with industry. And we actually finalized the relationship last year with Raytheon to actually open, had a grand opening in October in pretty much taking over the fourth floor of our Saab Emerging Technologies building.
It's very exciting. When we hear think Massachusetts defense contractor. And I wonder if you could talk about the science that this PERC Center and RURI will be looking into.
Well, behind it is the opportunity to provide electronics in a different form factor than conventional electronics. For instance, I spent most of my career working on electronics and materials like silicon and conductors, work in clean rooms. And, you know, the form factor for that hasn't changed. They're little hard chips that are soldered onto hard printed circuit boards. And if you take a part, look inside, you'll see what I'm talking about. What we're trying to do is establish a different technology, one that allows us to put electronics on alternative materials like plastics or clothing. So we're changing the form factor for electronics so that it's conformable, flexible, wearable. And we're doing that for applications that are important to Raytheon. Short term, our printed electronics is focused on high-frequency devices and subsystems that could be used in some Raytheon products. And, of course, radar is their one of their there, so we're looking at how to print various elements within a radar system so that they become less costly, flexible, lighter, and a lot of applications changing that. Given, you know, we have a DOD high-frequency orientation for our printed electronics work, but that being said, there are many other industries that will benefit this technology, health monitoring, the medical field, logistics, things like RFID tags, all those other industries will be favorably impacted by what we're doing here with Raytheon and in a larger group with the Printed Electronics Research Collaborative.
You know, while you were talking about what platforms you could have these electronics printed on, including fabric, naturally, I just went Trek and how they would just pat their little badge and then they could be beamed up. These things that just seemed so wild in the 1960s seem a little more attainable in the 2100s.
Yeah, I think we're going to see that. I don't know if we're going to be able to beam you up like you saw in Star Trek, but will allow you to interact in electronics in a way that's different from what you have now. You know, there's been lots of talk about the Internet of Things. Basically, everything will be connected, including things like your refrigerator. So you could sit in your office, for instance, and query your refrigerator to see if you have, or do you need to stop at this grocery store on the way home. All that's done with electronics that could be built into products over an RF or a wireless communication link. So eventually, a barcode that you see on a product being replaced by an electrically active tag that you can communicate with. So, for instance, taking inventory in a store, you would be able to just query the entire contents of the store electronically, and no more scanning barcodes. So that's an example of a commercial application that eventually could benefit from the work we're doing with Raytheon and through the Printed Electronics Research Collaborative.
Well, that also brings up another question that they always ask of scientists, so you'll forgive me that I'm asking it of you. But just because you can doesn't mean you should. Do we really need to know if our refrigerator needs more milk?
Well, that's just an example that I use. The refrigerator example is something I use to explain to people the possibilities here.
Mm-hmm.
I think we recognize there are a lot of societal issues that have to be resolved in terms of privacy. So I don't necessarily believe that everything has to be connected, but this is could allow us to do that if and when we need it.
It is exciting to think how this could potentially work in the medical industry, though. I mean, I see, just in my mind, and I'm not a scientist, but I already, my mind has been going, we could save lives with this.
Oh, absolutely. Wireless technology that's integrated in a medical device that may be implanted in an individual could provide, you know, important real-time data on the status of someone's health. So the idea of changing the form factor of electronics is something that's conducive to applications in the medical field. In clothing, for instance, a lot of interest initially on the part of the military and monitoring soldiers, but eventually could work its way into the commercial arena where people are just their vital signs monitoring, being monitored just by wearing proper clothing.
Very exciting field. And tell me how this will affect students who are interested in this field and thinking about different way.
How it will affect students, I think, is very profound. We have students now, for instance, in our labs, and not just the printed electronics lab, but many of our labs across the both graduates and undergraduates that have an opportunity to work on real world problems. And in the case of Rory and Pert, there are students who are interacting directly with researchers and scientists at companies across the Commonwealth. And in many cases, this not only provides a real-world research opportunity for them, but connections with companies that could lead to jobs. And in fact, value proposition that we talk about with companies is to help create a pipeline of the next generation of scientists and engineers for their companies. And in many critical connection, particularly in the DOD, in companies like Raytheon, where a lot of engineers are nearing retirement and they need to make sure they get the next generation. So I'd like to say that this is a fit for the students as well as the companies who are looking for new employees.
I think that is, you know, when you bottom line it, it is such a great draw now for UMass Lowell. Cutting-edge technology being offered, and to have the connection with an industry that's a pioneer in this type of thing as well. I can't imagine a student interested in electronics who wouldn't be looking at you.
Yes, and I think what we've always tried to do at the university here is take advantage of our location. We're in a high-tech area, and we like to connect our research with real-world good companies that could provide job opportunities for our students. So it's all part of the package deal, in a sense that companies are not just interested in working with us for the research alone, for the talent acquisition process for them, as well as that we can create educational programs in these new emerging areas that we could use to help companies, their current employees. So it's like a three-legged stool. It's research, it's talent acquisition, and it's education. And I think that's what part of our value proposition is to companies in the area.
Very exciting time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It is exciting times. We're having a lot of fun. This printed electronics, I feel, is a new emerging area. It's one of the reasons why we chose to do this. This is going to be a very important area. UMass Lowell has an opportunity to be a leader in this area. We have the infrastructure and the expertise already here in place to make sure that we're a leader in this area. So it's very exciting.
So building on what Professor Armiento just said, I look at this as not only a great draw for even high school students about what colleges they might want to go to, but that you may also be fostering some entrepreneurial activity as a result of the kids building on what you are already starting up.
Very, very much so. I think the idea of building up this printed electronics industry cluster is a recognition that it incorporates not only the large companies like Raytheon, but also the supply chain, small companies, all the way down to those startup companies that take an idea and want to run with it.
Yeah, so Innovation Hub has, well, what do they say? It has a lot of legs.
Yes. Yeah, because ideas do have to get built up oftentimes with a startup or a small company because, you know, they can take an idea and really sort of take it to the point where a larger company may say, hey, okay, I've seen enough now that invest in it.
Do you see this mostly as what the school can do for its students, or if from your position, are you also looking at how this is going to affect the greater Lowell community?
It really has to be both. Our mission as a university is to make sure that our students get the best education and the best opportunities when they graduate here. But it's also our role as a university is the economic development of the state and the region, and frankly, of the country. And so the idea of the cluster is something that adds to both sides, right? I mean, one of the things we see in this region is the big life sciences biotech boom. Every company wants to be here because this is where the action is. We want to see the same thing happen for the region in terms of printed electronics, that the companies developing the functional inks, the companies that are developing products want to be here and frankly want to hire our students because this is where the action is.
Well, it's very exciting to be on the beginning side of this. Is it hunting task from your point of view?
It's always a challenge, but you will see if anyone looks at this university, UMass Lowell, over the last 7-8 years, that's never been moving forward.
I think
we enjoy challenges.
I think that's definitely something everybody could agree with. So, Professor Armiento, anything we should add to this discussion?
Well, I'd like to add that we're in the early stages and Electronics Research Collaborative and identifying companies who want to participate in research in printed electronics. So we are actually talking to companies now who would like to sponsor research, like to be part of a team going after federal funding in this area. So that's kind of we're in a build-out mode right now, as well as building out our infrastructure and facilities. So it's an exciting time. We're ready to engage with companies, particularly local companies, who are going to address the supply chain needs of this new emerging area.
If somebody is hearing us right now and said, I think I need a woman, how would they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me by email It's craig_armiento@uml.edu, or they can give me a call. My number is 978-934-3395. Be happy to talk to people who are interested in pursuing research in this new emerging area.
Thank you so much, Dr. Professor Armiento. We really appreciate your time, and we'll check back with you as the progress continues.
Great. Thank you very much, Laura.
Thank you. More of Lowell Connector and Beyond coming up in just a moment.